CNN Student News starts right now. I'm Coral Azuz. The U.S. Geological Survey says Mount St. Helens is still very much alive. The volcano sits in the Cascade Mountains in southwestern Washington state. It was dormant from the 1950s until 1980 when a massive eruption there blew 1,000 feet off the top of the mountain and killed dozens of people and thousands of animals. Since then, it's had smaller explosions and quakes on and off every few years. Now, scientists say it's recharging. How do they know? Mount St. Helens has had an earthquake swarm, a spike in the number of small tremors over the past 8 weeks. Seismologists have recorded more than 130 quakes recently, and that's gotten their attention centered on one of the most closely monitored volcanoes on the planet.
These have been incredibly small quakes. However, it's the frequency of them that has scientists kind of keeping a close eye on this. So this is the area over the past 7 days. These blue squares that you see, those are the monitoring sites that they have out there. And then all of these dots, these are all of the earthquakes that have occurred in this region in the last 7 days. Now, again, I want to point out, none of these have been huge. In fact, most of them have been at a magnitude of 0.5 or less. You and I can't even detect that. They're so small. Now, the maximum was around a 1.3. Again, very hard for humans to detect something of that small magnitude. Now, they all were very shallow, between about 1.2 to 4 miles in depth. Now, basically what this means is when you get these swarms, it's the repressurization of the magma that's in there, and it kind of sifts through some of the cracks that are there, and that's what causes a lot of these little mini earthquakes. But you want to keep in mind, this process can continue for years without an eruption, and that's what the experts are trying to make sure that people understand. They're not talking any anomalous gases come out, and they're not expecting an imminent eruption by any means.
The U.S. state of North Carolina and the U.S. federal government are suing each other. It has to do with a North Carolina law concerning access to public restrooms. Here's what happened. In March, North Carolina passed what's called the Public Facilities Privacy and Security Act. One thing the law does is require people to use the restroom that matches the gender listed on their birth certificates. The U.S. Justice Department argues the state law breaks a federal law because it discriminates against people who are transgender, people who identify with a different gender than the one on their birth certificates. So last week, the government told North Carolina to, quote, remedy its law by Monday, or that it would be in violation of people's civil rights and could face a government lawsuit. North Carolina argues its bathroom law applies equally to everyone because it doesn't take into account gender identity or transgender status, just birth certificate. The state says the government gave too short a deadline for it to change its law, and that the Justice Department is overstepping its authority by trying to change norms in the U.S.